Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Thomas recorded a previously on Thomas and the Bible, which consisted of nothing, but he blamed Harley for the fact that he recorded a terrible previously on. No one was the wiser because he did a perfect impression of Harley, and even Harley himself was fooled until this very reveal. When I revealed, is this still a previously on? I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Where I revealed now in this previously on the this episode that it was Harley, that it wasn't Harley. And okay, that's about enough time. See ya. Thank you, as usual, to Harley for that very spirited intro. Okay, we are on Psalm 62. Minor announcements would be, let's see. Oh, this is a marathon. I like how British people say marathon better. It's for some reason marathon. I just love marathon. It's like, why do you bother saying thon? It's just not even worth it. It's like it's THN kind of at the end, marathon. Like that's how they, anyway, I'm going to record an episode every day this week until, I believe, Friday night, I think it is. So it should be go through the 29th. Today is the 23rd for me. So 23rd through the 29th, it's going to be a marathon to catch up to where I need to be because my schedule sucks. But I pledge to you guys, I'm keeping it up. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it up. Both of those things, both real and up. Things are going to be kept real and up. So that's what's going on this week. So I'm going to do one a day because I finally have a week off. Okay. So not off of work, but a week off of some other obligations. Okay. So we're on Psalm 62. I'm going to do my best as I have been with Psalms. It's not interesting at all, but you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. So we do what we can. Oh, man. We beat the crap out of our microphone in order to cope. That's what some of us do. Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye... I'm waiting for Vicini. He told me to go back to the beginning. This is where I am. This is where I'll stay. How many times have I quoted that Princess Bride quote or any Princess Bride quote? It's just, I don't know, a million? I don't know. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall. What's a bowing wall? Maybe where you just shoot. Yeah, maybe you just shoot your bow at a wall. Okay. As a bowing wall shall ye be. Works for me. And as a tottering fence. Not sure what a tottering fence is. I guess a fence that you totter on or at. I don't know. Around. Totter about. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I won't do it, guys. I won't quote that again. I'm done. In God is my salvation and my glory and the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity and men of high degree are a lie to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. So what would you say we should get out of that psalm? I'll give you a minute to think about it while I take a quick sip of water. Yeah, that's about what I got out of it, too. Okay, moving on. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What is happening here? To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. This is getting... Okay, so among the tactics that people try to get God on their side, I guess we just have to put this down as another one, you know? Just, well, guys, I've been trying to get God on my side. I've tried flattery. I've tried getting angry at him, you know? I just don't hear anything from him. There's no response. Wait. I got an idea. Okay, go in another room. I'm going to write this by myself. I kind of don't want anyone to see it, but... I'm going to write the psalm, and I just trust me that I'm taking a different tactic, one we haven't tried yet. So I don't want to say more than that, and I kind of need to light some candles, get the mood going. I shouldn't have given away my I'm just going to light some candles for light. Nothing else. Not a romantic thing. Romantic? Who said that? Did you say romantic thing? No. It's not going to be. Oh no. It's not gonna be like sexual or whatever. Was that what you were thinking? Cause no, that wasn't what you were thinking until I just said it. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's not going to be that. It's definitely not that. So, you know, it's not that, but anyway, go ahead and leave the room and don't make sure to knock if you're going to come back in. Yeah. When I remember, oh geez, there's more. So all my mouth will praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Oh yeah. Is that what they call it? Meditate on thee in the night watches. If I told that to a girl, I would probably have harassment charges. Hey, I'm going to meditate on you in the night watches. And then they call the police instantly and file a restraining order. I'm like, wait a minute. What? It's from a psalm. I'm quoting a psalm. What? How could it? What? I'm just meditating on you like this person did to God. He's talking to God, so it must be totally legitimate, right? G-rated. Anyway, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. So, let's see. Just, turn to the next page here. Digital page. Hear my voice. It says 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows at one of the bowing walls I referenced earlier, maybe or not, and teetering, or what was it? I don't remember that one. Tottering fence. Even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright shall... in heart shall glory. So I'm reading through 70, which means one of these has got to be longer because I'm already at 65. So we'll see. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Sion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of the holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength settest fast against the mountains. I just added against. I have no idea why. Set as fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest the corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settest the furrows thereof. Okay, so we're just telling God what he does? Is that what we're doing? Hey, God, because you don't already, even if you weren't omniscient, you don't know what you do. So let me tell you. Thou makest soft with showers. That God must be like, yes, yeah, I do. Okay, I do that. Yeah, yeah. Now that's one of my chores. It's one of my morning duties that I perform. So, yeah, move on. Yeah, what else? Anything, is this going somewhere or what? So that's what God must be thinking. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys are also covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. They also sing. They play guitar. Oh, here's a longer-ish one. So, water break. So, I'm trying to analyze where I can. Of course, it's not, you know, it's not exactly easy. But then I was just thinking about it. I think that all I should need to do, because this is the word of God, I should just need to read it and you'll hear it. And because it's so perfect, you'll hear it. And then you should instantly be converted, I would think. You'll find it so compelling, even if... you know, even if I'm just reading, even if me, little old me is just reading it to you, you'll find it so compelling, I imagine, that you'll just go nuts and you'll go crazy and you'll be converted. Right. So I'm just going to do that. We'll do a little experiment, see how that goes. And that'll be that. Okay. So 66, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. What? I guess terrible in a good way, like they use in the Bible sometimes. Like he's terrible, like terrible to behold. He's so amazing or something. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruled by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. O bless our God and ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast provided us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brightest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou, he's laid affliction upon my loins, am I right? High five. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. I don't remember that. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings. With the incense of rams I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that God fear, that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. But if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me, and hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. All right, so you all believe in God now, right? Just because of the majesty that was that psalm, whatever the hell it was talking about. Yep, so I'm sure you've turned so Christian, you're now... you know, tuning me out, turning me off, and then and then writing bad reviews about me because you're just so, you're such believers now at the brilliance of those words. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. All right, Psalm 68. Oh, here we go. Here's where the length is finally catching up, because I was like, wow, we're almost done. It's only been 15 minutes of podcast. But this one's longer, so there you go. I know you guys were just like, oh, I'm not going to get enough Psalms today, but you are. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered, and let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, how do you drive smoke away? Is that some technology they had back then? All I know, like, I'd go like, and it'd drive like a tiny bit of smoke, like nowhere. And then I'd inhale a bunch of smoke and then I'd just die. So what do they mean as smoke is driven away? Does that happen a lot back then? I mean, maybe you could have like a fan, like wave a piece of cardboard or something. So is that, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. So is that what I need to do to heathens? I need to go up to them and go, and then they're like, no, it hurts. I believe in God now. And they run away. As wax melteth before the fire. Okay, that one I can, that simile, I think, right? Is a simile? I can't remember. That simile I can grab onto a little bit. As wax melteth before fire. There you go. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad.
Here's he goes.
Let them rejoice before... I can't drink water as stealthily anymore because I'm no longer allowed by myself to have it anywhere near my computer. So I have to like reach behind. I have to give myself a reach around to get my water. I have to give my water a reach around. And so it takes a little while. Sorry for that. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. J-A-H. I don't know if that's Jehovah or what. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God settleth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hath prepared thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those that published it. King of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lean among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. This is really boring. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow and Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth you to dwell in, yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even the thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place. Where is this going, dude, who's writing this? What's your plan here? Is this going somewhere? Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received. I wish I could have been back. You know, I wish I could have been there. And I would have just, read it, like given it a review, you know, like, hey, so I read your psalm. Yeah, what? Like, I guess my question would be, what is it? Why? Why does it here? What? That would be, like, it's such a basic thing, I can't even word it. Well, I'd just be like, yeah, so I read your psalm. What's the point? What do I do with it? What do I do? I don't get it. I mean, you're just saying a bunch of things about nothing. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Hey, can I be your Lord with benefits? Oh, yeah. Even God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong to the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, and among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, and the princes of Judah with their council, and the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of their people, till every one submit himself with the pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Oh, that was a long one. Are you kidding me? We have another long one? I thought I was so close. This is the worst. Okay, Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters are come unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. And let not those that seek be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. Except for Ray Comfort, am I right? They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. It's a trap! Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents, for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them come not unto my righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up upon high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they shall love his name. They that love his name shall dwell therein. So if someone wants to tell me what just happened, that'd be great. I don't really care. These psalms, like if someone wrote it and showed it to me to evaluate, I'd be like, it would be like about as bad as when the end of Office Space or in the middle of it when he's like, my idea, it's a jump to conclusions, Matt. Or it has different conclusions that you jump to. That's like my reaction to these psalms. I'd be like, wow, that's, I don't get it. What is the point? What do you do? You just, that's it? So you just write psalms where you say, oh, God's so great. God's so great. My enemies suck. Kill my enemies. That's it. That's the end. That's all it is. All right. Well, here's 70. It's really short. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Now you're telling the Lord what to do. So that's your new thing now. That's what you do. So, all right. That's the end. As usual, leave iTunes reviews if you can. That's always appreciated. Check out Atheistically Speaking. Going strong. I have Adam Reeks from The Herd Mentality on this week. That will air tomorrow, so check that out. And thanks for listening. I'll see you shortly.